Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Sometimes video games don't put their best feet forward and often step in dog turds, slip, and then land flat on their faces when it comes to their launches. But that's not to say that we should write them off completely, because sometimes they do the flip around and become absolute monoliths of the gaming industry. So let's take a look at the false starts that became future gods. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 hated video games that are awesome now. Number 10, Rainbow Six Siege. Tom Clancy games, as an overall series, usually have a story to tell. Whether part of some immediate universe or throwing references across franchise, there was always some overall goal or plot. So, when it was announced that Siege would be dropping the campaign entirely, it was not well received. Considering that there was a story to originally continue on from Rainbow Six Vegas games, and that it also got scrapped as well, did not sit well with the audience. That, and Ubisoft's insidious practice of season passes and microtransactions stinking up the joint, well, needless to say, Siege wasn't off to a great start. But now, 4 years later on from launch, Siege has hit a staggering 50 million players across all platforms. There are pro esports leagues, a whole wealth of content to get into, as well as new events cropping up all the time. And with an ever-expanding roster of operators to get to grips with, you've got a game that can hold its own against the CODs and Battlefields of this world. A rocky start for sure, but to have such a dedicated fan base this far on is nothing to be sniffed at. Number 9, Star Fox Adventures. Starwing, or Star Fox if you're not European, is a revolutionary game for its time. The official sequel, Lilac Wars, on the N64 that came 4 years later, carried that wonderful on-rail shooter gameplay, but offered updated visuals, gameplay, and overall charm. So, with the GameCube raising the graphical standard of its predecessor, surely the next adventure of the Star Fox team would be a stunning continuation, naturally. Yeah, if by continuation you mean, let's ditch what made Starwing great and make it into a Zelda-esque action-adventure title instead. The change came about when Rare took over, amalgamating a previously worked on title, Dinosaur Planet, into the mix. Familiar shooting segments were sidelined for Fox's on-foot adventure, which fans were not overly keen on. But looking back on it now, though, it's actually a really fun game in places. It's got that Beyond Good and Evil aforementioned Zelda charm to it, and it's wrapped up in some solid gameplay mechanics. Sure, it was a massive deviation from the series' lineage, given that Rare took over the reins, and to some, it's only Star Fox in name, but cast those aspersions aside, and you've got a neat little GameCube title to tuck into. Number 8, Drive Club. Sony have always had a killer app to take on Xbox's Forza series in Gran Turismo, so stakes weren't necessarily that high when Drive Club was announced to go alongside it. The promise of photorealistic visuals and precision control were nothing new to PlayStation owners, but gosh dang, were Evolution Studios going to try. And if that failed, there's motorbikes in it too, and VR. Drive Club's focal point was always on gameplay, the literal club of the title, the social and competitive element that other racers lacked. Sadly, as is the way with a lot of live service games, Drive Club stalled hard on release. It did get better though, as a committed player base did stick around through the launch, bugs and all, and at its peak, Drive Club hit 10.5 million players, which is nothing to turn your nose up at. Patches were rolled out, bugs were mostly nipped, and when running, Drive Club is a beautiful and well-crafted racer on par with Gran Turismo and Forza. Now, whilst the service was switched off in April 2020 and the game has been delisted from the PlayStation Store, the single-player component is still available if you go physical. You won't be able to race with your mates, but you can enjoy Drive Club as one of the best racers of its generation. Number 7, Diablo 3. So if you're looking for an example about why people hate always online games, then look no further than Diablo 3. As with any game of this nature, be it this or SimCity 2013 or even the insanely huge Grand Theft Auto Online, there is always going to be problems on launch. Small batch stress tests are never going to compare to the hundreds of thousands of people that are trying to log on at once. What also didn't help Diablo 3 was the insipid inclusion of a real money auction house, invoking a backlash towards pay-to-win mechanics more often seen in mobile gaming. Thankfully, that's all been dropped and servers have been tightened, resulting in Diablo 3 being an actually fun game to play. 3 years after its release, it has sold some 30 million copies, and that is before it hit the home consoles. It hit those consoles in 2017, with the Nintendo Switch port finally landing in late 2018, and proved above all else the demand for the King of Dungeon Crawlers was still definitely in abundance. Number 6. Earthbound. Wait, before you start here, I am not criticizing the game as being bad at all. Nobody hated this game, but you know what people did hate about it was the way this game was marketed. And by this, I mean to say that Western audiences didn't get it, as it were. The satirical marketing campaign definitely didn't help with its bizarre scratch and sniff magazine adverts not winning people over, and it basically was consigned to a similar fate of Yoshi's Island, being released near the end of the SNES's life with people looking forward to newer consoles. Strangely though, it's down to NES's inclusion into the Smash Brothers franchise that actually saw people check out his origins, which spiked a massive resurgence in the Mother/Earthbound games. Now though, Earthbound is held in high esteem. Its inclusion to the Virtual Console in 2013 has helped cement its place as a late bloomer, and it's held in high regard alongside other great SNES adventures of its time.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Before we go any further, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Masterclass. With the amount of time we spend discussing and analyzing video games on this channel, it's always good to understand exactly how these experiences are put together. And fortunately for me, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass's streaming service, you can learn from the best to become your best, studying and growing with over 200 plus of the world's leading instructors. For me, I've been having a blast using a class on video game design by The Sims creator Will Wright to find out exactly how game mechanics are designed around player psychology, as well as learning how important playtesting is to shipping the titles that you and I both love. But it hasn't stopped there, as I've also been brushing up on my practical filmmaking skills directly from my favourite movie director, Martin Scorsese, as well as trying to get back in the cooking game with Roy Choi's amazing course on intuitive cooking. Seriously, my kitchen is a mess, but my belly has never been more grateful. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to courses on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even via audio-only modes. Even better, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 88% of members feel that the service has made a positive impact on their lives. And to put the cherry on top of that cake, right now, What Culture Gaming listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/gaming. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/gaming. What's that? You want it one more time? Well, that's the URL, masterclass.com/gaming. Right, now I'm going to watch Tony Hawk try to teach me how to ollie properly. I'll see you all soon.
Number 5, Manhunt. A Rockstar game courting controversy and hated for it? Surely not. Jokes aside, what definitely didn't help Manhunt at the time was the unfortunate implication of a murder case in the UK back in 2004. The game was already courting controversy, but this inaccurate reporting created a whirlwind of fury and animosity around this murder simulator. But now, though, by today's standards, well, it's kind of tame by comparison. I mean, look at Bulletstorm, look at Doom 16, or even the newest Hitman games for inventive and savage ways to off people and demons. Instead, Manhunt is a time capsule game, reminiscent of the glory days of tabloid junk news. Rockstar may only slightly push the envelope, going for more story-focused things nowadays, but back at the start of the century, they were always seeing just how far they could go. Play it today, casting aside all of the roughness of what 2004 Rockstar was like, and it's a very competent stealth action game, with a well-written, if slightly iffy in places, story uncovering the seedy world of torture porn and snuff films before films like Hostel even touched upon them. It's not a beautiful game, but a thoroughly engaging and darkly memorable one. Number 4. Splinter Cell Conviction. Now this one is more of a personal one for me, but I feel it's a sentiment echoed by many at the time. The reason that this was hated wasn't just the prolonged build-up to Conviction, it was also the massive deviation to the series that gave us Chaos Theory just one game prior. It was the tonal shift to make Fisher a cold-blooded psychopath that was really disappointing here, especially after these years of waiting. To completely remove the stealth aspect in favor of a more deadly Predator style of gameplay was jarring to say the least. But yet, when I look back on it, if you can separate it in the canon, it's really quite fun to just let loose as a rogue Fisher. Say you don't have the time to do the methodical stealthing, it's fun to pop Conviction on and just mess around with the mark and execute system around Washington Monument. Were it any other game or series, it had been received with wide open arms. But as it was from a fabled sneak 'em up, it really divided the fanbase. Number 3. No Man's Sky. It's always easy to rag on No Man's Sky for being missold, overhyped, metaphorical snake oil of a video game. The dead horse has been beaten so much that you could play a tune on the bones left over. But instead, let's talk about the positives of this game. Yes, had you bought No Man's Sky at launch, you'd have felt properly mugged off. A lot of what was promised wasn't there, so the vitriol was pretty well deserved. But kudos to Hello Games for knuckling down, sticking to their vision, and supporting it, instead of just dropping the ball and leaving it like EA did with Anthem. The Synthesis update came out, which added over 300 bug fixes and improvements on top of a whole host of content-filling updates over the last 2.5 years, we finally got to see what this game was about. And what it was about was being bloody awesome. I won't say that this is an underdog tale because its biggest problem was actually the Molyneux levels of hype at launch, but I will say that it's a testament of sticking to your guns and working hard on a long-term goal, which is very important indeed. Number 2. Metal Gear Solid 2 Sons of Liberty. In the grand scheme of things, armed with hindsight and a fresh perspective, it makes sense now why Kojima made the changes that he did, and why MGS2 is just an integral part of the story as much as the previous Metal Gear Solid. But that definitely wasn't the case, though, when we found out that we had to play as Raiden for a good 80% of the game. No, fans were not happy that their beloved Solid Snake had been sidelined for the majority of the title, especially after that exceptional tanker opening. Now over 2 decades on, Metal Gear Solid 2 is regarded quite highly in the series. Despite the occasional protests about said character swap, it's still regarded as an impressive technical feat for its time, with fans still finding new little quirks as they go, and it gets more love nowadays than it used to. But that being said, the hatreds towards Raiden gave us the redesign for Metal Gear Solid 4, as well as a surprisingly decent spin-off in Revengeance. And if this logic doesn't work, at least we can all say, well, it's a damn sight better than Survive. And number 1, Street Fighter 5. Whilst it may be that fighting games aren't really known for their epic and sweeping narratives, deep characters or Tolkien-esque backstories, it's always nice to have a little bit of motivation when you play. That and an expansive roster of extra fighters that you shouldn't have to pay extra for. Sadly, Capcom didn't get that memo on release of Street Fighter V, dropping such a minimal game and the promise of more fighters for extra money down the line that of course it didn't sit well with veterans and newcomers alike. Cynics were bang on the money when they jeeringly said that they would wait for the complete Ultra Mega Arcade version down the line, and you know what? They weren't wrong. But as Capcom are aware, if the demand is there, then they will supply it. And of course, that means that there is a Champion Edition with all of the previous content and characters in there. It's annoying if you already bought some of the packs, true, but if you were on the fence before Capcom's return to the franchise, well, now is the best time to step into that arena.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.